Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Brian Adams. On today's program, we are joined by Rosalind Thompson with the Knoxville Public Library to talk about events at the library during the month of December.
You certainly have a lot coming up in the month of December, and one of the biggest aspects is the Giving Tree, this your annual book giveaway, and certainly you want as many people as possible to get involved, correct?
Yes, we've had that for many years now, where we set up a tree, and we put down titles of books that people can choose to give as a gift in honor or in memory of someone they love. So it's been a wonderful way for us to add to our collection, and it's mostly children's books. But people can come to the tree and pick whatever title they want to choose. Then they have the option of checking it out or having it available for people to check out. This year is a little different. The tree is not a full tree, but it is a three-dimensional tree that we have set up on the wall, and it's kind of neat. So come and check it out.
So no traditional tinsel or decorations, but still tree-like in appearance.
Yes, absolutely. And also in December, because of the holiday season, and school will be not in session. School is not in session for some of those weeks. We have special programs coming up. On the 21st of December, people can drop in between 1:30 and 3 o'clock, and they can make and take a craft, an ornament maybe that they can put on their tree or give as a gift. So that's a great idea. And then on the 27th, we have Lego Fun for kids through kindergarten through second grade, and it's from 10 o'clock to 11:30. And that's just fun, and we dump a whole bunch of Legos on the floor, and the kids just have a blast putting together their creations. And then later in the afternoon, from 1 o'clock to 2:30, older kids, grades 3 through 8, can come and play chess. And that's always been a very popular thing at the library.
And so certainly there's lots of kids with lots of time on their hands during the break, and this is probably the ideal place to bring them to keep them occupied during that stretch between Christmas and New Year's.
That's right. It's a lot of fun. We love to see kids at the library. So come on over during the times that you are not in school. And, of course, as a reminder, every Tuesday and Wednesday at 10:30, we always have stories and craft time for the younger kids. In fact, kids of all ages usually come, but it's most appropriate for the kids ages 2 through 7.
Another kid-related thing, you'll have some kids performing, as the middle school band will be giving a public performance right here at the library.
We are really, really excited to have the middle school kids band come on December 14th at 1:30, and they will play some holiday music for us. And this was something that did not get added to the December calendar when we printed that off. So we want to get that word out. So we have people coming to that, parents, grandparents, anyone in the public who would like to come and listen to some holiday music. You know, we have a program where we loan out musical instruments to middle school band kids, and that's been very, very successful at the library.
And that's interesting, too. A lot of people who are friends or relatives or loved ones of kids may go to see their annual concerts over at the KPAC, but this is a chance for the general public who might not go out of the way to see that, to hear some of these kids playing up close, and really appreciate how well the kids do in their music classes there.
Oh, absolutely. We love having them at the library. And, of course, we mustn't forget that on the 11th, December 11th at 6 o'clock, we have a DIY session for the adults, so they can come and they can make a holiday wreath, a winter wreath with decorations. We supply, we have all the art supplies, and they have to come and just have fun.
Now, one thing you've been trying to remind people is your location. You, of course, are at the old East Elementary building temporarily, and unfortunately, you still have a few people who may not be aware that there's nothing going on at the at the old library because it's under construction, and I'm sure you want to remind people to come to the East Library and not to the old one because, well, they're still building.
That's right. We do still get a few calls about people asking where we are located, and we are located at the former East Elementary School, which is on Washington Street.
Thanks to Rosalind Thompson for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.